Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. For the first time in U.S. history, the Speaker of the House has been removed. The chamber voted 216 to 210 to boot Kevin McCarthy from his job yesterday in a historic vote forced by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. North Carolina Congressman Patrick Henry, now the acting speaker until a new speaker election is held. Matt Gaetz is already listing a possible successor. Dave Collins has more.
I would give him the deference to be able to decide whether or not he'd like to put himself forward as a candidate, but he'd be the type of person that I could see myself supporting.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz said he thought Steve Scalise of Louisiana would make a great speaker. Gaetz cautioned that he believes picking a new speaker is a while away.
The massive Powerball jackpot continues to roll. Lottery officials say an estimated $1.2 billion on the line for tonight's drawing. The judge in Trump's civil fraud trial has imposed a restricted gag order. This ruling followed a Truth Social post by Trump targeting the judge's clerk. The order prohibits all involved parties from making social media posts or public remarks about the judge's staff. A national emergency alert test is set for today. According to FEMA, every TV, radio, and cell phone will be interrupted with an emergency message at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time today. Officials say the one-minute test is similar to an Amber Alert or warnings issued by the National Weather Service. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to federal gun charges in Delaware. He's facing three felony firearms charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession as an illegal drug user. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Joe Jonas and estranged wife Sophie Turner slated for a January 2nd trial in Manhattan federal court for their custody dispute over their two young children. The Game of Thrones actress initiated an emergency lawsuit to relocate the children from New York City to their permanent residence in England. The couple married in 2019 and are parents to three-year-old Willa and one-year-old Delphine. The man accused of murdering rapper Tupac Shakur expected to be arraigned today in Las Vegas. That's when a trial date may be set for Dwayne Keith D. Davis. Authorities say Shakur was involved in a fight with Davis outside a Mike Tyson fight in 1996 before Davis allegedly got the gun that was used to kill Shakur at an intersection. AstraZeneca will pay $425 million to settle lawsuits from people who had kidney damage from the company's Nexium and Prilosec heartburn medications. The UK-based drug maker said the settlement resolves cases currently in state and federal courts in New Jersey and Delaware. A case concerning the drugs and kidney damage scheduled for federal court in Louisiana next April. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Bill Martinez Show. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, if you thought our southern border was being invaded before, then look at it now. Since Joe Biden became president, all America has become a border state. Meanwhile, states like Illinois and New York are crying foul. But, you know, what about the immediate neighbor states to our southern border who are being invaded? Maria Espinosa, she's a co-founder and national director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens, is here to talk about it, along with Jack Thomas Smith and Mandy Del Rio. Jack Thomas Smith is a noted writer, producer, and director. He created, directed, and co-executive produced the TV series War Heroes, and Mandy Del Rio is the host and producer of the cable TV talk show The Indie Lounge. Jack, Mandy, Maria, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for having us on, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, I'm looking forward to breaking this down, and, you know, it is amazing to me how it seems that for those of us who are aware that's going down, you know, what's happening at the southern border, we're shocked to understand that many Americans, Maria, do not know, including our elected officials like Mayorkas, who doesn't even understand what a wristband represents and how it's being used by the cartels. Are you surprised as I am?
You know, Bill, I think that they know exactly what's going on, but they're lying. This administration is flat out lying that the border is secure. You know, I met Alejandro Mayorkas about 8 years ago, and I can tell you he didn't seem to care at all about the Americans killed by illegal aliens.
Well, Jack, let me go to you, and you know, let's talk about what you're doing with Newsmax and the TV series Newsfront.
Yeah, thank you. Newsfront is it's a brand new news documentary TV series that basically focuses on current events, politics, and human interest stories. Our premiere episode is entitled America Under Siege, and it deals with the visa overstay crisis, which You know, you kind of let the story talking about the border, and that's where everyone's focus goes, rightfully so, is to the border. Mm-hmm. But there is a whole other issue going on that no one really talks about, and that is the visa overstay crisis, which and visa overstay violators, they represent about 42% of the illegal aliens in this country. So
right.
This is a major problem, Bill.
Well, Mandy, overstays are pretty easy. I mean, when you're told, well, come back and see us in about 5 or 8 years, and what they're failing to realize is that in 5 or 8 years, we could go through, you know, 2-3 pregnancy cycles. So now it's not just the individual. We've got an entire family that's involved here now, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And if they're, you know, that when they come here and they come here legally on a visa, that's okay. You're documented. You have a time where you can come here and you have to go back to your country. But when that expiration day comes and they're still here, they tend to disappear into the country. And you're absolutely right, where they just can have children here, and those are considered, you know, citizens, U.S. citizens, their children. So it can get, I mean, we're basically being invaded from within by the visa overstays.
Right. Well, Mandy, I want to play for our viewers the trailer of your first series, your first show, America Under Siege. Watch this.
Illegal aliens are invading our country through our airports. They come here legally, then they overstay their visas.
The Biden administration has directed ICE to not pay attention to such violations.
The Democratic Party sees the illegal aliens as a future voting bloc.
When is a political party's interests allowed to trump the interests of American citizens?
This is endangering the lives of Americans.
Authorities say that the man was in the U.S. on an expired visa.
We just didn't know if he was going to live or die.
Romero Morales overstayed a visa and murdered my child.
One crime committed by an illegal alien is one crime that should have been prevented.
Maria, this is such a small microcosm. I mean, this is 60 seconds of the problem. We can't overstate it enough. You know, the pain. You and I have talked about this before. In every state of the union, we have a legal citizen who has been murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant.
Exactly. And Bill, you're absolutely correct. Every state is a border state now. And for the Biden administration to allow illegal aliens to overwhelm southern Texas, you know, that tells me that this administration must, what, hate Hispanics? Because this is our small rural counties that mm-hmm. do not have the resources. You know, right. the illegal alien invasion has terrified our children through the school lockdown. There are car chases in the middle of the small downtowns, you know, drug and sex trafficking. It's horrific. And as you know, the most egregious of all is a loss of life. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, is to save Americans from being killed by illegals who should not be here in the first place.
Exactly. And Jack, it appears that this administration is so, as Maria said, so disingenuous in dealing with this issue. This is not happening by mistake. And I know that Mandy, and I agree with Mandy's heart, and what you're trying to do with this is that you want to stay away from conspiracies. But there's clear evidence here that this is being done on purpose.
Oh yeah, I mean they see this group, and this is basically what Maria said during our documentary. So I'm kind of quoting her a little bit, that they see this crop of illegal aliens as a future voting bloc. So there is an agenda to this. It's, you know, the other day, you know, someone online or one of the social media sites was saying, oh no, Joe Biden told them not to come here. No, don't come here. But, you know, then it's kind of, all right, wink, wink, you know, just let them in. You know, we know what they're doing, and we know what the end game is. And this is just to get a future voting bloc. It's all a power grab for the Democrats.
Mandy, I don't think Joe Biden speaks Spanish, does he?
Well, if you ask Joe Biden, he speaks every language known to man, but you've never heard him actually do it. So, no, I don't believe he does.
Well, again, you know, I appreciate your heart and that you're doing the hard work, you know, for the American people to stay out of the realm, because it's easy to go down the rabbit hole and get caught up in conspiracies. But there's plenty of fact out there to be reported on that the mainstream media has neglected to do so. They've really, abandoned their reason to exist. The reason I believe our founding fathers were so adamant about our First Amendment right and having a free press. Unfortunately, in today's America, and I don't think this is a conspiracy, we don't have a free press.
No, you're spot on with that, Bill.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We're talking talking with Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project and also with Jack Thomas Smith and Mandy Del Rio. They have produced a wonderful new series that I believe will educate you and open up your eyes to the reality of how America is under siege. Maria, you've got mayors now, which is almost takes us back to, I remember the governor of Arizona meeting on the tarmac with Barack Obama, putting pressure on him to do something about the border. He ignored it now, ignored it then. He's ignoring it now because obviously he's working through Joe Biden. And I think what Mandy and Jack were saying earlier, and I think this is important, is the Democrats are being told they're not doing any discovery. There's no research. There's no hard work on their part. They're being told by the powers to be, by Schumer and Pelosi, and I would dare say even higher up than that are these is the Holy Trinity of BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard that control the editorial rooms of most of the newsrooms in today's America. And they are dictating the narrative, and they're telling them what they should believe and what they say. They have to be, because when you hear them talk, it's almost word for word, what they say, right?
Exactly. And, Bill, the Biden administration has no excuse whatsoever. Prior to Biden actually taking office, his advance team had over 200 meetings with Border Patrol, CBP, and so on. And they told him, if you remove President Trump's policies that were working to reduce illegal immigration and send a message worldwide, this is what we're seeing is exactly what they were told would happen. So this is very intentional. And again, for the Remembrance Project, it's about saving lives, and we're going to talk about the month-long Remembrance of American Lives here in October.
Right. And we'll get into that a little bit more in just a few moments. But, Jack, I want to ask you is that in your research with this, just like Maria says, the empirical evidence was quite solid. This was working until, Joe Biden became president of the United States and decided to unwind anything that had Trump's name to it.
You got that right. And, he basically, and I might butcher this, but he basically snatched, he snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yes.
That's basically what Biden did. I mean, the policies that Trump put into place were working perfectly. And we discussed that in this. We showed the comparison how Trump had, that they had people putting bonds. Making the visa bonds to come into our country, and then Biden reversed that, that they wanted to put fines in place. I believe it was $500 a day for visa overstayers. And these were all policies that Biden reversed.
Right.
And then not just on the visa overstays. And then obviously with the border, forget about it.
Exactly.
And you know what? Even with Trump, when he was in the White House, look how the Democrats fought him just on building the wall.
Exactly.
If you want to stop this, you build the wall. It's that simple.
Yeah. And Mandy, to this day, that's what kind of galls me is that they will say, well, Trump didn't build the wall. Well, he didn't get much help from you guys. Please. Right.
Exactly. They fought him every step of the way. I love it. They put the sell words out there. Well, he's a racist. So anyone who sides with him on the wall, well, it's because you're a xenophobe and you're a racist. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with keeping our citizens safe or knowing who's coming into the country. We should be knowing who is coming into this country. Mm-hmm. They wanted a free for all, basically.
Right.
Don't forget the Muslim ban. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but the Muslim ban. Don't forget.
Oh, right. It was Islamophobic.
Right.
Well, and the other statement was that they're not sending their best. And, of course, you know, a couple of years later, you find out that these countries are emptying out their prison cells and sending them to our border.
Right.
And so, oh, I guess Trump was, oh, gosh, he's right again. What a bummer.
And the mental institutions.
Right.
Why not? I mean, because the Democrats during, if you remember, you know, during the 2020 campaign, they all raised their hands that they were going to provide health care, education, and everything for all the illegals, right, Maria?
That's right. And here we're, while ignoring American citizens, you know, single mothers, homeless single mothers, there are veterans, and those who really need our help are being ignored and turned away at shelters.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's the information that needs to be out, Bill. You were talking about the media controlled by those who really are America last.
Yeah, exactly. Mandy, let me come back to you and ask this question, because very little, whenever we talk about what's happening in terms of the invasion at our southern border, it almost seems purposeful that people don't want to talk about the human sex trafficking that's taking place.
They don't want to, because that would just, that's another bad aspect of this. And people want to act like that is a conspiracy theory, which it 100% isn't.
Right.
I'm not really sure what goes into the mindset of not wanting to address something like sex trafficking, so I can't speak for why anyone would turn a blind eye, other than it's the rhetoric.
Let me just say this. And this might be perceived as conspiratorial. Okay. The reason that human sex trafficking is taking root at such a level here in America is because we have consumers for it.
Right.
We need to admit that we're part of the problem. We have people in our country that think nothing about having sex with 8-year-olds.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, as disgusting as that sounds, we are the source. We're consumers for it. And so now we've become the number one country on the planet for human sex trafficking of young girls and boys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and can I add to that? We are wanting, the Democrats are targeting the worst of the worst people to come here. Mm-hmm. So it goes hand in hand. They're breaking the law just by coming into the country. So first of all, we're not getting the best of the best.
Right.
We are getting the worst of the worst. And it's almost, I always say, Democrats almost want the entire country to be like Gotham City, because they are appealing to the worst of the worst people.
Mm-hmm.
So I just adding to what you're saying, you're spot on with that.
Yeah, and actually it's interesting. Maria made the point about they're emptying their asylums.
Yes.
We have enough crazy people here. Right,
exactly.
We don't have enough asylums for all the crazies we have here. So where what is the end game on this?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, I place blame on the social media platforms where they shut down free speech for patriots and those who love our country, but yet don't shut down these degenerates.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And the other thing, Maria, is that, you know, what I found out the other day is that you have parents, you got family members that are sending their 8-year-old girls kind of as a hook to the southern border to, in a sense, pimp them out. Okay. They're pimping them out to be that hook that then they can draw on. And meanwhile, you know, what is the life expectancy of their young girl? They're saying maybe 4 or 5 years because of the sexual involvement. I mean, you know, Tim Ballard in the movie and Jim Caviezel in this recent movie that's gotten a lot of eyeballs to it, you know, says that these young girls could be having sex, you know, 8-10 times a day.
Right, and I'm glad you brought that up.
8-10 times a day, Maria. An 8-10-year-old girl, are you kidding me? A boy?
Right, thank you for bringing that up. You know, I'm a mother of a daughter, too. I just can't imagine placing my daughter on birth control and handing her over to the cartels to deliver her to the border. It's crazy, and I think people need to understand that these families are also doing this intentionally, placing their children in harm's way with these transnational criminal organizations. It's insane, Bill.
Exactly.
You know, and that, you know, I want there to be a sound of freedom for movie for Americans who've been killed. And I want to thank, you know, Jack and Mandy for doing that with this documentary, America Under Siege. Thank you so much, y'all. I can't, you know, bless you. I can't thank you enough.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. For the first time in U.S. history, the Speaker of the House has been removed. The chamber voted 216 to 210 to boot Kevin McCarthy from his job in a historic vote forced by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The massive Powerball jackpot continues to roll. Tonight's drawing worth an estimated $1.2 billion. The judge in Trump's civil fraud trial imposing a restricted gag order, the ruling following a Truth Social post by Trump targeting the judge's clerk. A national emergency alert test set for today. According to FEMA, every TV, radio, and cell phone will be interrupted with an emergency message at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time today. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to federal gun charges in Delaware. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Again, this reinforces, you know, the fact that the mainstream media has, left the building and they've neglected to serve the people, because these stories must get out. We need to understand. I mean, you know, we're not surprised what we're seeing in, you know, whether it's Chicago or in New York, where the mayors are up in arms, you know, yelling about what's going on. Well, my goodness, you know, this has been going on for decades here. You know, the border states have realized this. Even California, you know, being the sanctuary, you know, state and that they claim to be, are now overwhelmed. And guess what? Because of their poor policies, they're going to come back to we the people who told them not to do this, that we weren't supporting this, but they're going to come back to our treasury and they're going to want to take public funds in order to offset their poor policies. And oh yeah, by the way, Maria, we just surpassed $33 trillion in debt. Who's going to pay for this?
Exactly. Our children will be, and grandchildren, great grandchildren probably strapped with this.
When you talk about taxation without representation, these kids aren't even born yet and they're paying a bill.
Exactly.
Oh my God, what a great point.
Yeah.
Terribly unfair. That's why we're fighting, Jack, Mandy, yourself, while we're all fighting to save what remains of this country.
Right.
You know, the last beacon of freedom, where, you know, we have freedoms and liberties, if we can keep it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, Jack, Mandy had made reference to this. One of the things that, you know, this current administration has refused to do, and that is to join ranks with the president of Mexico, asking for help, incentivizing the president of Mexico so that the migrants would stay in Mexico, that they would not come into our borders and overwhelm the facilities and resources that we have here in this country.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's the whole thing. It's, and this comes back to what we talked about at the beginning, was that there's an agenda. The agenda is, it's again, it's the whole lip service. Oh no, don't come, you know, stay, you know, we'll get there. We'll get there. Just give us time. But then it's the whole behind closed doors, just let them in. And,
exactly.
And you know, it's not a conspiracy theory. And, you know, Bill, it's what's so frustrating with the Democrats. And I remember, Maria, when we were doing our interview, you and I talked about this, that if you have an illegal alien who is drunk driving, okay, it's not like he's got a radar and he's going to hit Republicans. Oh, yeah, that's a Republican there. Let me ram my car into him. Okay, he's going to hit anyone. It doesn't matter. That family that he takes out could be lifelong liberals, you know, Bernie supporters, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
It's so frustrating just how naive. And you know what? All Joe Biden is a guy. Every one of those Democratic leaders that are pushing this narrative, they're just people. It's the people that are voting for them that are putting them in power. There is much to blame.
Yeah. And Mandy, throughout this whole process, we end up subordinating our national security and our sovereignty to, to China, to outside forces that are not interested in America being first. I mean, look what's happening with fentanyl and how it comes by way of China into Mexico.
Yes.
And then into our country.
Yeah. It's definitely not. These are not people that want to flourish in this country. Okay. They want to take it over. They want to change it. They don't want to live the American dream. You look at the footage of people coming over through the borders of Mexico. You will see Asian men. You will see African men. You will see Middle Eastern men. You'll see a lot of young fighting age men.
Exactly.
Coming into our borders. And that's scary. And I want to bring up another point that what the Democrats do to kind of paint conservatives as racist is the word immigrant. They constantly say we are against, they say we're against immigration. They use immigration very, very loosely to blur the lines between illegal and legal immigration.
Exactly. Right.
Right. We are, I don't know one single conservative who is against immigration, legal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
We are definitely, our country is a melting pot and we have always welcomed that if people do it the right way. We all know that. But the Dems constantly throw out, well, you're against immigrants, immigrants, immigrants.
Right.
But no, we are against illegal immigrants, like the ones we're seeing coming through the borders and, bringing the drugs that are killing 1-year-old babies in daycares.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. How disgusting is that?
So,
Maria, Mandy makes an excellent point here, because legally we allow around 1 million plus or minus legal immigrants to come in. They must be sponsored. They must pay for their own medical care. They must demonstrate that they're not going to be a liability on taxpayers.
Exactly.
Legal. But meanwhile, you got the president of the United States letting millions come in with the understanding that they are going to be a total liability to America's citizenry.
Right. And that's another policy that President Trump was putting forth in reactivating the U.S. Treasury to be sure that the sponsors were accountable for this immigrant that they were sponsoring. You know,
yes.
That was the old days. You know, my dad came here the right way as well, as millions of Americans, now Americans. You know, we are a nation with a history of immigration.
Right.
And not a nation of illegal immigration. And we have to assimilate. We have to demand that anyone who comes here must assimilate. And you can see what's taking place on these little pockets all over the country. And again, no state is safe. No county is safe. These illegal aliens are creating their own communities and refusing to assimilate.
Well, that was the history, Jack, of America's immigrants, is they came to America, number one, because they loved America. Number two, because they were willing to swear allegiance to America. And number three, that Maria just stated, they were eager to assimilate. Times have changed since those decades long past, haven't they?
They sure have, you know, and we need to bring that back. But, I mean, it's all part of the same messaging that the Democrats have put forth with this whole, you don't have to be proud of America. It's this whole, the hatred of the left with our country. And so it all kind of trickles down. I mean, I could go on and on, you know, taking God out of school and, it's America's not a good country. It's a bad country. Well, if it's a bad country, then why are so many people flooding here, you know?
You got billions wanting to come here, exactly.
Right. Yeah. So it's so frustrating, you know?
Right.
I mean, you go back to that time where people came through Ellis Island and they wanted to build a life here and contribute. And, you know, you could go on and on.
Exactly.
Service in World War II, you know? I mean, you know, for example, you look at Italians. I mean, how discriminated they were.
Right.
And then World War II rolls around and they, you know, they were right there front and center fighting for our country. And
amen. Yeah.
You know, so it's just a sad state.
Well, Mandy, the situation is such that, these immigrants, the modern day, especially illegal immigrants, there's no way that they have any room for allegiance for America because they've already been bought and sold before they got to the border. And they're beholden to the cartels. They're not beholden to this country in any form or fashion.
Mm-mm. No, they want to take what they can get, and they want to deplete everything they can get. I mean, they're offered so many free things by coming here. I mean, there's now they can get driver's licenses in certain cities. They can get free health care, food stamps. There's now three states also the middle, I think in June of this year, three states have allowed illegals to vote in local elections.
Exactly.
Right. California, I think Vermont, and I think Maryland. So they know, you know, not only that they're bought and sold before they come here, but then they know when they get here, it's going to be a free for all.
Yeah.
And they can send money back to their country and their relatives. And I don't know what we're getting out of this as a country. I don't know how allowing people to deplete our resources and take advantage of our country is helping at all.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to find
file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Well, I think Maria touched on this, and that is that they're, in a sense, they're diluting the recipe, Maria. I mean, this idea of America first, you bring a lot of people to think America last. What is that going to do to the overall sentiment and perception of other Americans?
Exactly. You know, Bill, we have to fight and fight like heck, because a lot of people are just sitting on their sofas just, you know, watching I don't know what's going on. I don't watch it, but The Voice or something like that. You know? I don't know.
Or The View or whatever.
The View.
Well, they're watching Joy Behar getting her feet rubbed. Are you kidding me?
God.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry. I know. I know when it came out. I saw it. It hurt me too. I'm sorry.
No, but you know, we need more people to activate. This is a very real and present danger, and there's not enough of us out there. But I can tell you that the ones who are out there, like, you know, y'all right now, you know, we are making a difference. And I want to encourage all of your listeners to activate and not give up. I know I get a lot of calls and text messages, emails, and how, you know, distraught and overwhelmed they feel. But, you know, you've got to pick up and just keep going, because, you know, we have no choice. We have nowhere else to go.
If I could add, Bill, you know, the point that Mandy was making about all the giveaways, you know, the free health care, driver's licenses, all that, this kind of ties into everything we're talking about, that the Democrats are playing the long game. Okay. And it's not just, you know, the ones who cross the border right now and, hey, let's get them to vote illegally. It's also, you know what? You have a baby here. That baby, 18 years from now, that's a future voter. And we're going to constantly tell them while they're growing up, right into adulthood, who helped you? Who helped your parents get here with free health care, getting you a license, housing, all that? This is what's so scary about this.
Exactly. I mean,
not just in the now. They're planning 20, 30 years down the road.
And that's
this is what progressives do. Right? I'm sorry, Maria, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I just said the total abuse of the 14th Amendment.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. But like Jack said, it's a slow but determined progressive walk through the institutions that have taken place since the turn of the century. So over 120 years ago, that walk, that progressive walk has started. They took over one institution at a time, starting with public education. And now here they are. They're so ingrained in everything about our government that, you know, Mandy, to your earlier point, I mean, it's not like all Democrats think this way. It is a small percentage, maybe 10-20% that are buying. They're the ones that consistently raise their hand that drive me nuts because they're the ones that say Joe Biden is doing a great job. And I'm going, give me a measure. Give me something that tells – I'm sorry. I don't get it. And I'm not trying to be argumentative. I really want to know, okay, maybe there's – you know, under the pile of all this manure, maybe there's a pony down there. I don't know.
No.
There's not a pony? Now you tell me.
There's no pony. It's a lot of manure. No pony. No, it's funny because I just say that now those are the ones where, you know, I always go to Groucho Marx on this. Whatever you say, I'm against it. They don't care what you say. If you're a Republican, it doesn't matter. They are going to vote against you at all costs.
Right.
It's a very cultish way to think, but I think that's a lot of them because I have tried.
Yes.
To reach across.
No, but your point, you're exactly right. Because your point, that 20% strong arms that 80. It's nothing different than what happened in Hitler's Germany, right?
Right.
Yes. After everything was said and done, it was only 10% that were Nazis.
Right,
control
right.
90, and
yeah.
So they know how to run roughshod on the rest of the Democrats, and you will conform, and you will speak the party line. If not, we got ways to hurt you.
It's very true. It's true. And another comparison I always make is the Jim Jones followers. I feel like I've always wondered what goes into the brain. What is the mindset of somebody who, you know, will poison their child because somebody tells them to? Well, we're seeing it on the left. I have seen some really, really bad people on the left, and their mindset is no different. They are just blinded by party.
Yeah.
And you're spot on. It's the loudest ones, and they intimidate, and they know how to spin to make people feel bad and just fall right in line. I mean, we've seen this throughout history. You know, communist mm-hmm. regimes, fascist regimes, just like you said with Hitler.
Right.
It's all the same.
Yeah, the characteristics are consistent. They're the first, the loudest to argue. Also, they'll get into fisticuffs. They turn violent.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at what happens between the summer of love, right, that we went through. Billions of dollars of damage, hundreds of police officers injured, people murdered over that reigning terror, that summer terror that we experienced across our country. And then you have January 6th by comparison that comes up. And, you know, supposedly an insurrection. These guys are terrible at insurrection. They need to go to the Democratic School of Insurrection because they will know next time if they're going to have an insurrection, you better bring a gun at least.
Right.
Good point. Yeah, right. Great point.
Right, right. We've actually done a couple docs on January 6th. So, yeah, I mean, that's a whole other topic. But, yeah, I mean, isn't it amazing with the George Floyd rioters, most of them, you know, we can't prove anything, so we have to let them go, you know. But January 6th, a guy thinks about going there, and he's in jail for 20 years.
People were killed on the streets during the George Floyd riots. Like Captain David Dorn.
Exactly.
Right. These mayors who have allowed the destruction, the burning down of their cities, they should be held personally accountable.
Yeah.
That was their duty to protect.
Absolutely.
And they took no.
But Maria, to your point, they're not. The voters aren't coming out, and they're not voting these people out. I mean, look at what happened in San Francisco. Okay, all right, you got that district attorney replaced. He was impeached and kicked out, right? And you know, common sense suddenly came to the city on the bay there. And then down in Los Angeles, same thing, but they weren't able to get rid of that district attorney. So, you know, this is the thing, again, amazing, what, you know, and that's what I wanted to have you remind people, because you're exactly right. We have a citizenship. We have a birthright in this country that belongs to us as citizens of America. And it starts out, our Constitution starts out with we the people. That tells us that the onus is on us. Okay? So, and you talked about activating the citizenry. I want to give you a couple of minutes to encourage our viewers to get activated and what they need to do in coming to the Remembrance Project to make sure that their citizenship counts and that they're registered to vote and they do, in fact, vote.
Absolutely, Bill. And it's our website is www.trp-usa.org. And, you know, first step is start educating yourself. Find those media outlets. Find the group in your area that has your values, our family, faith, and freedom first and foremost. America first, not America last. Mm-hmm. And get involved. Find out. Our organizations need so much help. We need volunteers. You know, we can't do it all. You know, some of us, you know, we wear many hats, but we can't do it all. So, Bill, that is really important for people to activate and get involved with other groups and just take off. Every little effort that you make, even if it's 1 or 2 hours a week, and we all can, you know, we can find an hour or two in our week to help groups and save our country. I mean, it's worth it. Look at your children. Take a look at the face in your children and tell me if their lives, their future is worth it, your 1 or 2 hours a week.
Well, Jack Thomas Smith and Mandy Del Rio, you guys are awesome. Congratulations on the series. Maria, we got a minute left. I'm going to leave the last minute to you to summarize and remind everybody how they can be up to date with all that you're doing.
Okay, thank you. And I would certainly be remiss if we did not mention President Donald Trump and how passionate and compassionate he has been for the Remembrance Project and our angel families. And on was going to mention Laura and Maureen's cases. You know, I attended Joshua Wilkerson's trial, and it was just hideous what the illegal alien did to Joshua. You know, very sad, and another his anniversary of his death is coming up in November as well. I do want to mention also, Bill, I started earlier, the National Remembrance Month will be for the first time this October, and we're teeing off of President Trump's proclamation that he signed before leaving office, which was called National Day of Remembrance for Americans Killed by Illegal Aliens, and that was a request from the Remembrance Project. And I want to alert your listeners, viewers, to a Liberty County, Texas, that there is a colonia that has been created, and you know, calling out for asking Governor Greg Abbott and even Attorney General Ken Paxton to put a stop to this illegal alien mass community that can hold up to 200,000 illegal aliens, and the developer pitches it to Hispanics, and the marketing is only in Hispanics, something that we have to stop right now.
Without a doubt. Well, Maria Espinoza, Mandy Del Rio, Jack Thomas Smith, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. You got it. Our thanks to our guests today, Maria and Jack and Mandy. What great insight that they shared with us about what's going on, and check them out on Newsmax, this new documentary series that they've been working and putting together on our behalf. Well, our thanks to them, and for more information and to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God and to save our country, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Thank you so much for being with us. Go and be blessed to be a blessing.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business?